Good morning, Nathan. It's Tim Carter. Thanks so much for calling the Ask the Builder show here on WGRR. How are you today?
Oh, hello.
How you doing, pal?
Oh, all right. How you doing?
Excellent. How can I help you this morning?
I just put up an outside shed, and got that T111 siding on it.
Yes.
And it's 5/8 thick, and I'm wondering if I should put some kind of a primer on it before I paint it.
Oh, yeah, that's always a good idea. If you if you look at the label of most finished paint cans, you know, any type of finished paint you were going to put on, they have different sets of instructions for, you know, for what you're doing. Like if you're painting masonry, or you're painting existing paint, or you're painting brand new wood, and I can just about assure you that if you're painting new wood, it'll say on the instructions, you know, apply an approved primer. And that, a lot of people don't realize that certain paint companies have actually gone to the trouble to make specific primers for the different finish paints.
Oh.
So you haven't done anything yet, right?
No, I haven't touched.
Okay,
well,
here's.
I haven't really decided if I was going to go with like paint or like a stain.
Well, okay, you know, here's the trouble with paint, but it's not really a problem if you use the right one. If you paint it properly, if you had pre-primed any of the edges, you can actually apply this paint, the one that I would use, and you can get the paint to last 10 to 15 years with no peeling or blistering. So that's a long time.
Yeah, that was my question. You know, you spend so much for these sheds anymore, you want to at least get 10 or 15 years out of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, here's the best paint that I think's on the market right now. It happens to be made by Sherwin-Williams, but it's only sold at Sears. And it's called Sherwin-Williams makes all the paint for Sears.
Okay,
so anyway, it's called Weather Beater Ultra. Now that's really important that you get the right one, because all of the exterior paint that Sears sells comes with the Weather Beater name on the label, okay?
All right.
But they make this special one called Weather Beater Ultra, and it has both urethane and acrylic resins in it, and that makes it extremely sticky. And I know that they have a recommended primer that you use that goes with that Weather Beater Ultra. So today, you're going to have a great day to paint, my friend. I mean, this is probably your last great painting day of the season.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. My weekends are Thursdays and Fridays.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe we're going to have another set of days where you've got temps above 50 or 60. Because if you look on the paint can labels, they're really pretty specific. They don't usually want you painting below 50 degrees, or they don't want the temperature to drop below 50 within so many hours of applying the paint. So anyway, go to weather.com, look at what the extended weather forecast is for this Thursday and Friday. But in the meantime, you may want to go to a Sears store and at least scout out and see if they've got the special primer that you put on the bare wood, before you apply the Weather Beater Ultra. And if anything, I would not, don't try to force it. Don't think, well, gosh, I got to paint this thing, you know, before winter. You know,
okay, that was my next question. If worst case scenario, would that T11 siding would be in 5/8 thick, would it last through the winter?
Yes, it should last fine. I mean, hopefully you don't have the bottom of this shed touching the ground. That's the kiss of death. I mean, it's got to be, if it's up in the air, you're going to be just fine.
Yeah, it's up in the air.
Yeah, what may happen is in the spring, it may develop a little bit of mildew over the wintertime. But in the spring, we'll be able to clean that mildew off of there and clean the shed before you go to paint it.
All right.
All righty?
Thank you.
But just make sure you follow the directions on the paint can labels and really, really pay attention to that temperature, the temperature situation. Because if you put that thing on and it gets too cold, it can cause the paint to fail.
Okay.
All right, Nathan.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for calling. Ask the Builder.